Test 70, Section 3, Question 12. This says, though Earth's human population is increasing, it currently uses only a relatively small fraction of the supply of fresh water. So population's increasing, we only use a small proportion of fresh water. Thus, claims that water shortages that plague humankind in the near will plague humankind in the near future, unless population growth trends change, are simply mistaken. So it's saying, look, we're not going to run out of water. We're not going to have water shortages. And the evidence is just, yeah, we only use a small fraction. But the problem with this is we don't know. Water isn't just that there's enough of it on the planet. It's, are we depleting it and can we get to it? Things like that. So A, population trend, and we want to weaken this argument. Population growth trends are notoriously hard to predict with reasonable accuracy. The problem with this is that it grants that the population is increasing. It's not questioning those. So it doesn't really weaken it to say they're unreliable because it's already granted that they're going to increase, which is what the other side would want. The amount of fresh water available to meet the needs of Earth's population varies significantly from region to region. And I went, maybe. So maybe there's more in some places than others. Let's hold on to it for now. Not all of Earth's population will adopt water conservation methods. Well, it's kind of saying we don't need to. That's the point of the argument. So it doesn't really matter if not all of the population will. If Earth's population continues to increase, it will eventually outstrip all available resources. That's kind of going to weaken this a little bit because it's saying it will. If we add that, that seems like that's going to weaken more because all available resources, water would be one of those. The percentage of fresh water used for agriculture is likely to grow more quickly than its percentage for industry. We don't really care that much about that. And so in this case, D is our correct answer, even though it doesn't directly talk about water. It's so strong and says we'll eventually outstrip all available resources. It seems pretty good. Now, the one problem with it says eventually, and the conclusion of the argument says that will plague humankind in the near future. And that's kind of a problem, is that we have to draw a conclusion about the near future. And so the eventually isn't really quite as important as it might at first seem, even though it is a good, strong answer. And so with this one, as we're looking at it, I'd go back to B and say, well, is that relevant? And it was, at first I liked D, but I said, I'm not sure. Eventually isn't really great. And so then we go back to B, and with B, it says that the amount of fresh water available to meet the needs of Earth's population varies significantly from region to region. That could weaken this, at least somewhat. If some areas that need a lot of water don't have it, then all of a sudden we would have water problems plaguing and therefore weakens the most. It's a good example of one where what seems like a great answer at first, you have to be careful with. And so that's why B is our best one here.